Poll: Americans oppose transgender surgery for kids, puberty blockers. By Paul Bois on May 13, 2022. A majority of Americans overwhelmingly oppose transgender surgery for kids and puberty blockers for minors, a poll shows. Conducted by On Message Incorporated for the American Principles Project, APP, the poll probed six Senate battleground states: Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Hampshire, and discovered that transgender radicalism is anything but a winning issue for Democrats. Asking respondents whether they would support puberty blockers, hormone treatment, or sex change surgeries on minors, over 56% of respondents said yes while 34% said no. A little over a third of those respondents identified as Democrats, while 37% identified as Republicans, and just under a quarter identified themselves as independents. According to the survey by the American Principles Project Foundation, Fox News said of the poll. In another question, respondents were asked whether they supported or were against children being pushed into a sex change. Around 63% of respondents agreed that children were too young for the decision, the outlet added. Around 22% of respondents believed that opposition to gender transitioning was transphobic. President Joe Biden's administration recently promoted transgender surgery and puberty blockers for minors, calling the measures crucial to overall health and well-being, as Breitbart News previously reported. The White House published a transgender fact sheet stocked with resources to honor Transgender Day of Visibility from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. One such resource is from the Office of Population Affairs, OPA, which is part of HHS, entitled Gender Affirming Care in Young People and contains a chart with affirming care options. A far-left euphemism intended to make the mutilation of children sound like a compassionate course of action. The most heinous option involves transforming children's bodies via irreversible surgeries with the goal of aligning their outward physical traits with their gender identity. The procedures listed include top surgery, to create male typical chest shape or enhance breasts, and bottom surgery, surgery on the genitals or reproductive organs. The OPA also listed facial feminizations and other procedures. The document does not include more grotesque aspects of these surgeries, such as where young girls' breasts are cut off and fake penises built from the tissue of another body part. In a video posted on Transgender Day of Visibility, the president himself affirmed his administration's support for transgender equality among children. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy, Biden claimed. My administration is standing up for transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, he added.